Live local high school basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting Hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Western Panthers against the Marshall Redhawks. I'm not Steve Boyle or Brian Haynes. I'm Connor Dockery, and I'll be your host for all the action on WKHM. Thanks for joining me tonight. The Western Panthers coming into this home matchup 5-4 overall. Marshall Redhawks bringing in their 6-3 record into this matchup as Western looks to continue their momentum that they got off their big 61-44 win over Hastings on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Marshall looking to bounce back after a surprising 60-57 home loss to St. John's on Tuesday. We're going to chat a little bit about this more in a moment, but we'll be back in 2 minutes here on the high school basketball pregame show on WKHM.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Bailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Bailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Bailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back here from the home of the Panthers, Western Panthers, taking on the Marshall Redhawks this evening. Western Panthers 5-4 on the season, ranked 31st on the MPR rankings on MHSAA. Meanwhile, 55th on Max Preps. Team is winning, riding a three-game winning streak coming into this matchup, which, of course, big league matchup for them going up against, so far, the top team in the Interstate 8. So far, 3-0 in league games. Unfortunately, this Western team has taken a little bit of a step back after last season, 17-7 overall season. Also, 11-1 record to top the Interstate 8. They eventually fell to Onsted in the district semifinals, so stopped just short of making the regional tournament and, of course, the top 32 teams in the state tournament. Team, of course, looking to finish with back-to-back winning seasons, as, of course, they had that 17-7 record overall last season, and unfortunately they had back-to-back losing seasons prior to last season, so they're trying to keep up that momentum, of course. You know, they're going to have to go on quite a run if they want to match that sort of season that they had a year ago, but if they're able to play strong, again, it starts just one game at a time. If they're able to take a big league game here and this one give Marshall their first league loss of the season, then you just never know. You never know what can happen from there. And again, they got a lot of momentum in their last game. 61-44 win over Hastings at home on Tuesday. That ended up being Western's first win in the Interstate 8 League this season. Although against a struggling 1-6 Hastings team. But again, it doesn't matter. You take it a game at a time. You got to take on who's in front of you. And Western, of course, able to take care of Hastings in that one. That was, of course, their third win in a row as well for Western. They were able to bounce back from a three-game losing streak. So they lost three in a row. Now have won three in a row after starting the season 2-1. So, of course, they're back over 500. That's definitely a step in the right direction for them, but they know this is going to be a pretty tough matchup for them in this one tonight, so they just got to find a way to really take that momentum from their last game and really try to build on that. It's a work in progress usually. Teams aren't in, you know, their final postseason form right here in early January, but you know, should have some semblance of what you got going, but still some things to work on. So this Western team looking to build on that three-game winning streak and trying to take on a Marshall team, again, that suffered a bit of a surprising loss against St. John's on Tuesday. We're going to talk about that here in just a minute. We're back in 3 minutes. You've got the high school boys basketball pregame show here on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Western Panthers and the Marshall Redhawks set to go at it here from the home of the Western Panthers. Marshall Redhawks, a 6-3 overall record on the season, ranked just above Western on the MHSAA MPR at 29, Western at 31, but they're really highly ranked on Max Preps, ranked 10th in Michigan Division II there on Max Preps. They started out of the gate strong, winning their first five games, but have been struggling a little bit since, losing three of their last four games, as well as their last two in a row. They'll try not only to bounce back, but stay perfect in the Interstate 8, as they've won their first three league games so far against Hastings, Penfield, and Harper Creek. This, of course, as well comes in a bounce-back season for the Redhawks. They went just 9-14 last year, lost their first district game, so one and done there in the postseason. And the 2 years before that, juggernaut, Marshall Redhawks, combining for a 39-9 record, but unfortunately losing in their first regional tournament game in both seasons. So they're looking to get back on top this season and, most importantly, looking to make a deeper postseason run as opposed to making it past the district tournament and then kind of sizzling out from there. Western last season, mentioned their 17-7 overall record last year, Marshall 9-14. Western took both matchups with Marshall last year, 47-41 and then 51-47. So Marshall trying to change the tides a little bit, change the recent history between these two teams. You know what? You took both games against us last year. We're going to try to get back at you this year. And I mentioned Marshall, bit of a surprising loss in their last game on Tuesday, 60-57 against St. John's. Again, they're just continuing their struggles. Started out 5-0, but since then have just unfortunately lost three of their last four games. St. John's probably a matchup they should have had. Again, just a close loss at home especially. So, you know, that's one that they know they probably should have had. But they're trying to bounce back in this one against the Western Panthers. Again, with their five-game winning streak to start the season, had wins against Lakeview, Harper Creek, Hanover Horton, and Penfield, as well as Kalamazoo Christian. So taking on a couple of good schools there. And then, of course, starting their three games of their last four with those losses, they ended up losing to Mason on the road, 57-50. Bounced back with a one-point win over Hastings, 50-49, which we mentioned. Western able to beat them in their last game, 61-44. And Hastings struggling, 1-6 on the season. So Marshall only with a one-point victory over them. Meanwhile, responding with back-to-back losses, 69-57 against Fowler, and then 60-57 against St. John's. So it's going to be an interesting one in this one. Always fun watching these Interstate 8 matchups. Always important to get those league wins, especially in the middle part of the season. Both these teams trying to really take that next step. Of course, Western trying to prove that they're that good team that they were a season ago, but Marshall trying to bounce back after that losing record last season, and I think it's going to be key for Western in this one. They really got to limit those turnovers. Those are always a killer. If you turn the ball over routinely, it's hard to get into an offensive rhythm, and you really got to find a way to avoid those mistakes and try to get after it on the boards as well. Control the glass, control the turnovers. Should be a good one for the Western Panthers. And we'll do it for the high school basketball pregame show here on WKHM. We're going to step aside, and then when we come back, we'll have starting lineups and tip-off between the Western Panthers and the Marshall Redhawks. That's coming up in 3 minutes here on WKHM.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators, and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer, online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public School. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Doing the pregame intros, the starting lineups here at the home of the Panthers, Western High School. And we'll go over the starting five here on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM. 101.5 FM, WKHM, Marshall Redhawks. Starting five tonight will be Lincoln Fuller, TJ Tucker, Austin Miller, Landon Lewis, and Austin Burns. Head coach is Anthony Miller. Meanwhile, Western, Cody Spitzer, Maverick Hammond, DJ Van Riper, Justin Jones, and Noah Burdner. Head coach is John Moffitt. And it'll be the Marshall Redhawks who win the opening tip, and they have the first possession tonight. going from left to right on your radio dial, wearing their road black uniforms, white numbers trimmed in red. Meanwhile, Western in their home white uniforms with the maroon numbers. They've got gold stripes down the side. Jumper at the right elbow. That's nothing but net for TJ Tucker. And it's a 2-0 lead for the Marshall Redhawks. Western now with their first possession. Spitzer has it now. Dish off to the right for Van Riper. Back to the top of the key for Burdner. Drives to the right elbow. Fishes it back out for Van Riper. And at the top of the key for Hammond. Drives through the lane. Tough layup off the glass for two in traffic. Boy, that's a tough score there for Maverick Hammond to give Western their first bucket of this one. 2-2 tie about 1 minute into the first quarter of action here from Western High School. Marshall now on the right baseline, back outside, right wing three for Miller. That's nothing but net. Couple of quick jump shots for Marshall. Has them in front 5-2, 6:48 to go in the first quarter. Western ball up top of the key with Cody Spitzer. Drives to the right elbow, cuts to the basket, blocked from behind. Shot absolutely erased there by Landon Lewis. Brings the ball up the floor himself for the Redhawks. Now on the baseline, it's going to be a turnover there for Tucker. He kind of took a tough pass there on the baseline, kind of tried to save it, and he kind of carried it. So that is a turnover. Western now up the floor across the timeline with Cody Spitzer off to the right wing for Maverick Hammond. Takes the screen on the left, picks up the dribble. Now at the top of the key for Jones. Off to the left for Spitzer. Takes another screen, crosses over, dribbles through the lane. Dish down low for Jones, and the pass is going to be tipped out of bounds by Lewis. Western going to throw it in on the left side of the basket. It'll be Spitzer inbounding this one for the Panthers. Looking for the inbound, has to go all the way near half court, and it's going to be nearly intercepted by Burns, but Western able to hang on to it. Van Riper had it ripped away, then he steals it right back into the near side corner, back outside, deep three, Hammond got it! Boy, both these teams trading baskets here in this first quarter. 5-5 tie, inside 6 minutes to play in this first quarter. Marshall ball now on the right for Miller, stops at the right elbow. Picks up the dribble. Now back outside, gets it into the corner. Miller back down low for J.J. Tucker. And then for Fuller on the left wing. Back to the right, head fake for Miller. Stops at the right block. Little stutter shot off the glass. No. Rebound putback, yes, for Austin Burns. And it's now 7-5 for Western, for Marshall over Western. Now we have a travel, or a carry violation, rather, for Noah Burdner as he was bringing the ball up the floor. So that's a unforced turnover that we talked about in the pregame show. Got to avoid those turnovers. Marshall looking to build a little bit of a lead here. They've scored on each of their possessions besides that one turnover they had. 5:12 to go in the first quarter of play. At the top of the key for Lincoln Fuller. Stops, pull up at the free throw line. He got that one with a hand in the face from Van Riper. Fuller with his first bucket. And it's 9-5 for Marshall. For Maverick Hammond at the top of the key, drives around Miller, stops the right elbow. Now in the far side corner, Cody Spitzer dribbles back and passes to the top of the key for Noah Burdner. Back to the near side for Hammond. Step back, corner three. That one's nothing but net over Austin Miller. Maverick Hammond, quick start. He's got all 8 Western points. And the Panthers trail by 1, 4:33 to go in the first quarter. Marshall looks to respond. Left wing three. That's left short by Fuller. And the rebound loose. Going to be a personal foul called on Lincoln Fuller. Trying to reach in after that rebound. Western trying to go the other way. Trying to get their first lead of the game. Maverick Hammond, the hot man of the quarter for Western. Brings the ball up the floor. And he's going to heat check from deep three-point range. That's too strong. Redhawks quickly the other way. Pull up at the left elbow. That one's good by Austin Barnes. A lot of jump shots. A lot of jump shooters by Marshall. And, boy, they're pretty darn good shooting it. It's 11-8 now for Marshall. 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Western ball. Pass tipped, but it's recovered near half court for Cody Spitzer. Now back to the right for Hammond. Zone defense here for Marshall, trying to beat it with quick passes through the lane. Pull up Jay Van Riper. That's too strong wide right as well. Rebounded by Austin Burns. Quickly up the floor, Lincoln Fuller pulls back to the baseline, hands off for Lewis. This down low and back up top, three-pointer Miller. That's short, barely grazes the rim, and it's rebounded by Van Riper. 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Western trails by three. Down low on the block for Jones, and he's able to score it with the foul. And one opportunity for the Panthers. It's going to be J.J. Tucker's first foul, team's second. And Jones has a chance of the old-fashioned three-point play. We got a substitution here. Sutton Johnson into the game, sending Noah Burdener to the bench. And one free throw that's wide left for Jones. Can't convert the three-point play and tie it. It's a one-point Marshall lead, 3:13 to go in the first quarter. Now at the top of the key for Burns. Picks it up now off to the right. Looking at the right elbow, pump fake. J.J. Tucker pulls it back outside. He's left wide open, and he's not able to capitalize on the open three. Off the heel, Marshall trying to save it from going out of bounds, and they cannot. Another stop for Western and another chance to take their first lead of the night. Inside 3 minutes to play in the first quarter, 11-10 lead for the Marshall Redhawks. At the top, back and forth passing for Spitzer and Hammond. Back for Hammond on the right on the far side. They're trying to figure out this zone defense with these crisp passes. Back around the perimeter. Hammond drives through the lane. Crafty layup off glass. Too strong. Rebound tipped. Goes to Johnson, and he drains the open shot on the rebound. Just bounced right to him for the mid-range J on the baseline, making it look easy. And just like that, Western leads for the first time 12-11 over Marshall. 2:15 to go in the first quarter. No timeouts yet for either team. Back on the baseline for Tucker. Dishes it back to the perimeter. Fuller back to the right. Now on the elbow for Tucker. Drives back outside. Three-pointer Fuller on the left, and he drains it. Another three-pointer for Marshall has him back in front by two, 14-12. 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Western Panther basketball on the right for Hammond. Back and forth passes now in the near side corner. Pass fake for Sutton. Drives through the lane. Right hook. Can't will it in. Just stopped in the front of the rim, but the rebound tipped out, and Western has another chance. Deep three for Hammond, and he's got it. Maverick Hammond, 11 of the team's 15 points, and the Panthers back in front by one. Just a red-hot start for both these teams, especially from deep. 1:19 to go in the first quarter, and we got a turnover. Spitzer trying to poke it loose, but it's recovered in the backcourt by Burns, and the foul is going to be called. Didn't see who it was on. Oh, that's going to be on Austin Burns, trying to dive for it. He kind of caught the legs of Spitzer, diving for the loose ball, and that's going to be the third team foul on Marshall. Jaden Willis in for the first time for Western, sending Spitzer to the bench. Also, Brody Vitido on for the first time. Inbounding on the far side, it's Willis inbounding to Sutton Johnson. 1:12 to go in the first quarter. Back off for Willis. Dribbles near half court. Western will try to restart their offense. Willis dribbles off to the left, through the lane, stops the left elbow. Back outside for Hammond. Sidestep, deep three, heat check. That's off the mark. Rebound loose, tipped away. Marshall comes away with it. And quickly up the floor for Miller. Stopped, now in the far corner. Pump fake. Dribbles back outside. Marshall slowing it down, 43 seconds to go in the first quarter. Trailing by one against Western. Now on the baseline for Clark Irwin. Back down low. Fallaway shot, gets the backdoor cut. Irwin pulls it back outside. Three-pointer Miller, and he drains another one. That's his second long ball. And Marshall back in front by two. Final 22 seconds of the first quarter of play. Slowly up the floor for Maverick Hammond. As Western, we'll see if they hold for the last shot. At the top of the key for Vitido, and back down low for Willis. Left hook, that's going to be short. Rebound for Miller. Final 5 seconds. Marshall trying to get the last shot here. Back to the top of the key for Lewis. Now on the near side, three-pointer Fuller. Couldn't get it at the horn. It's off the back heel. And that concludes a back-and-forth high pace first quarter. And it's the Marshall Redhawks leading by two, 17-15 over Western. Second quarter is next. You've got high school basketball on WKHM.
This is Jamie.
And I'm Emily.
And we're from Avenue Auto. Hey, Emily.
Yeah?
Last night, I dreamt that I was a muffler.
Then what happened?
I woke up exhausted.
Okay. Our jokes may be bad, but our selection of vehicles are exactly what you're looking for.
Avenue Auto on West Michigan Avenue, the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles. Featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $15,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
17-15 lead, Marshall over Western. Connor Dockery live from Weston High School. I'd like to give a shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Able Heating and Cooling, and Grimes Plumbing. Western with the first possession of the second quarter. It's going to be poked out of bounds on the near side corner by a Marshall Redhawk. And Western hangs on to it. Inbound at the top of the key for Jaden Willis. And we've got a off-ball whistle here. I don't think they got the clock going. Do we have an off-ball foul, perhaps? I don't believe so. Looks like they do have an issue with the clock. Yeah, they're trying to reset it here. So once they had that inbound, didn't get it going right away. They're trying to get it reset. All right, we're good to go. Willis has it near half court for the Panthers. Drives off to the right, guarded by Miller. Now a man defense here for Marshall, and then a bad turnover here. Willis trying to find Sutton Johnson on the backdoor cut, but he lobbed it a little bit too far for him. It goes out of bounds, and it's turned over. Marshall up the floor with Austin Burns. He's guarded by Willis, trying to be aggressive at the top of the key. Now on the right for Isaac Hackworth, in for the first time. Pass through the lane. It's tipped and stolen away by Brody Vitido. Here comes Western up the floor with Maverick Hammond. Had 11 points in that first quarter. Cuts on the baseline. Pull up Jay. That's too short. Rebound loose. Fought for, and it's going to come down to Isaac Hackworth. Marshall up the floor, leading 17-15, 1 minute into the second quarter. After a fast first quarter, neither team has scored yet here in the second. Back around the perimeter, through the lane, Burns. He's going to travel. He took a dribble and tried to do kind of the jump stop, but evidently didn't execute it correctly. And he's called on traveling. Western up the floor once more with Jaden Willis. Brings it across the timeline, guarded by Miller. Dribbles off to the right, trying to find Hammond on the backdoor cut, and it's out of bounds again, this time on a bounce pass. He kind of overthrew Hammond that time. And back-to-back turnovers for Western. Marshall, they're also trying to get the first bucket of the second quarter. Top of the key for Miller. Back to the right for Hackworth. Driving around the defender, stops at the right elbow, now in the far corner for Irwin. Head fake, pulls up at the left elbow, got the jumper. First bench points for the Marshall Redhawks here for Clark Irwin, and it's 19-15 for Marshall. Just under 2 minutes into the second quarter of play. Here from Western High School, Panther ball on the left with Maverick Hammond. He's going to fake the pass, take the deep three, and that's left short. Rebound Hackworth. Both teams cold here to start the second quarter. Top of the key for Hackworth. Trying to move the ball around against the Western Panthers zone defense. Bit of a 1-3-1 zone here on the left side for Irwin. Back around the perimeter for Miller. Looking for the passes down through the lane for Lewis back in the near corner. Down low, trying to pass it away into the corner. It's tipped away. Goes right to Irwin. Fall away shot, no, but a shooting foul has been called. So Irwin will get the two free throw attempts. The first two attempts for Marshall. It's the first foul of the game on Maverick Hammond. First team foul for the Panthers in this second quarter. Both teams looking at some substitutions in between these two free throws as Irwin gets the first free throw to drop. Justin Jones, Cody Spitzer, and Eli Harrington on the floor for Marshall. Meanwhile, for Redhawks, we've got Matthew Wado into the game, as well as Lincoln Fuller. Second free throw off the mark by Irwin. He goes one of two. And Western going up the floor, trailing now by five. 5:20 to go in the first half. Cody Spitzer cuts back to the right. Now on the right elbow, driving on the baseline for Van Riper. Cody Spitzer has it near half court, trying to restart the offense for the Panthers. Screen on the right for Jones, driving through the basket. Spitzer, he's going to travel. Kind of hesitated when he drove through the lane, and he shuffled those feet, trying to make a decision on if he wanted to pass it or go up with it. Another turnover, Western. Scoreless in the first 3 minutes of the second quarter. Although Marshall, not much better. They've only got 3 points so far. Redhawks basketball on the right for Lincoln Fuller. Drives on the baseline, and he is going to step on the line. On the baseline, trying to drive on the baseline, trying to kick it out, but he lost track of his footing. So after a high pace shootout, back and forth first quarter between these two teams, this game looks completely different here in the second quarter. Spitzer has it up top for the Western Panthers. Off to the right for Maverick Hammond. Cuts back to the baseline, double teamed from the zone. Looks back up top for Justin Jones. And for Spitzer, trying to lean into the defender, goes back to the right. Picks up the dribble on the right elbow, back for Hammond. Stops at the free throw line, up and under, takes the contact, and he scores. No foul called, but that's another tough bucket for Maverick Hammond. 13 of the team's 17 points. Western trailing by three about halfway through this second quarter. Marshall ball at the top of the key, now on the left wing for Fuller. Fuller trying to swing back to the right. He does to Hackworth. Pass fake right now goes around the perimeter to the left for Wido. Now for Fuller again. Back around the perimeter. Marshall just trying to get an open three here. Lots of perimeter passing. Hackworth to the top of the key. Back for Wado on the left. Fires a three. Makes a three. Gets his first bucket off the bench for the Redhawks. And it's 23-17. 3:30 to go in the second quarter. Very fast first half here. In this one, sidestep three, and Maverick Hammond leaves it short. He's gone cold from deep, and we've got a blocking foul called up the floor on Cody Spitzer, trying to get in front of Lincoln Fuller, dribbling up the floor. And that's his first team's second personal foul. A couple substitutions for Marshall. Austin Miller back in, as well as Jayshawn Simpson in for the first time. And there's going to be a timeout called on the floor for the Western Panthers. 3:20 to go in the first half. Marshall leads 23-17. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Marshall out of the timeout with a 6-point lead over the Western Panthers. Just over 3 minutes to go in the first half. Marshall ball. Lincoln Fuller drives through the lane. Pull up Jay from about 5 feet out. That's too strong. Rebound for Simpson. Kicks it back out. Wade 0 for 3. Short, but he's fouled by Maverick Hammond. And we've got a three-shot foul. That's Hammond's second personal foul, third team foul. And Matthew Wado shooting three from the line here for Marshall. Left short on the first attempt. Got a substitution here. Chance Pangborn on for the first time. He's going to send Hammond to the bench. Looks like they're actually going to wait to substitute that until the second free throw. Not sure what it matters. The second free throw from Wado, he gets it. And now they do let the substitution happen. One of two so far for Wado, and he's got one more try. Guess the second one to go. 25-17 for Marshall over Western. 3 minutes to go in the first half. At the top of the key for Cody Spitzer. Guarded by Wado. Back in the far side corner for Noah Burdner. And the whistle's going to be blown. I believe an off-ball foul. Yes, it's going to be on Jayshon Simpson. First foul off the bench. Now a couple Red Hawks substitutions here. Landon Lewis and J.J. Tucker in, replacing Hackworth and Wado. Western inbounding on the right side of the basket. Lobs it near half court for Van Riper. Guarded by Fuller. And he's going to slow it down here. Drives through the lane. Floater. That's off. Might have been blocked, but he's going to be fouled. And it'll be two shots at the line as Lincoln Fuller commits his second personal foul. DJ Van Riper at the line for two, trying to get on the board. And Western needs to give Maverick Hammond some help. As Van Riper gets the first free throw to go, Maverick Hammond with 13 of the team's 18 points. Especially with Hammond on the bench for the time being. Gotta get something to go against this Marshall zone defense. Second free throw. That's left short. Offensive rebound. Jones couldn't get it. Now Marshall quickly up the floor on the fast break. Foul in transition. Now Austin Burns going to the line for two. Chance Pangborn committing the foul. That's his first foul off the bench. 14 fouls on Western as well. First shot, that's off the mark from Burns. Marshall so far outscoring Western 8-3 in this second quarter. Offense grinding to a halt for both teams, but mostly for Western. Second free throw, that's also off. Rebound is tipped down to Burdner. Here come the Panthers. Into the near corner for Van Riper. He's going to be bumped on his way to the basket. A non-shooting foul. Jayshon Simpson again. Third team foul on Marshall. As Eli Harrington back into the game, sending Noah Burdner to the bench for the Western Panthers. Isaac Hackworth also on for Marshall. Inbound on the left side of the basket. For the Panthers, oh no. Trying to give it down low to Jones. It hits the side of the backboard, and it's stolen away by Tucker. And then Tucker travels up the floor. Trading turnovers. Western's got to find a way to finish this first half strong. Offense going ice cold here in the second quarter. Again, so far only scoring 3 points in the first about 6 minutes or so of the second quarter. Trailing by seven. Western swinging around the perimeter off to the right for Van Riper. Pass fake, looking for the screen on the left. Gets it from Jones. Through the lane, tough shot. Can't get it off glass. It rolled all around, but fell out. Marshall up the floor with Miller. Driving on the baseline, has it poked away from behind, and it'll stay with the Redhawks underneath the basket. Western trying to get a stop here. Stop and then score. Marshall inbounds on the right side of the basket with Landon Lewis. Lobbing it to the top of the key for Burns. Jab step, driving through the lane, stopped in the left block. Now with the free throw line for Tucker. Fall away jump shot. That one is good over Pangborn. A lot of jump shooters on Redhawks, and they've really utilized that ability, scoring from a lot of different spots on the floor. Tucker with four now. 90 seconds left in the first half. It's a 8-point Marshall lead, and there's another turnover. Dish down low, intercepted by Burns. Marshall up the floor, driving through. Miller draws the blocking foul against Cody Spitzer, his second foul. And this is going to send Marshall to the line. They're now in the bonus. Austin Miller shooting these two free throws. He leads the team tonight in scoring with six, but it's been a well-spread scoring effort. Six different Redhawks seeing the scorebook in this one. Maverick Hammond back in, replacing Pangborn. One more chance here for Miller. Gets both free throws. He's got eight. Marshall with their first double-digit lead, 29-18. 1:15 to go in the first half of play. Cody Spitzer up the floor, dribbles to the right, now gives it back for Van Riper. Takes the screen. Now to the top of key and in the left floor, Spitzer. Takes another screen, stops the left elbow. Back to the top for Harrington. And for Hammond. Trying to get a good quality shot here. Hammond drives on the baseline back outside for Van Riper, and he's going to be hammered on his way to the basket. Two different Marshall players. Just a bit of a hard fall. Landing hard on the floor. Looks like both players should hopefully be okay. Burns and Miller. Looks like we are good to go, and they're going to call it a shooting foul. Van Riper at the line for two. It's going to be the first foul on Austin Miller. Fourth team foul, 52 seconds left in the first half. Van Riper went one of two at his last trip to the line. Could not get the first free throw. Jaden Willis onto the floor. He's going to send Maverick Hammond to the bench. Probably going to sit for the rest of the half. Van Riper trying to get the second free throw to go, and he does. He's got 2 points, 2 of 4 free throw shooting. Cuts the deficit to 10. 50 seconds left in the first half. Marshall trying to maintain this double-digit edge going to the halftime locker room. Lewis, pass off to the left for Irwin. And back to the top. Bad pass. It's stolen away by Spitzer. Western got to find a way to score here. 33 seconds left in the half. Van Riper drives through the lane after the pass. Fake layup off the glass. No, just left it short. Rebound Miller. And here come the Marshall Redhawks. We'll see if they work for the last shot of the half with 20 seconds to work with. Top of the key for Hackworth. Quick dribbling to the left for Irwin. Guarded by Willis. Western now in a man defense, trying to change things up defensively. Hackworth through the lane. 8 seconds to go now. Tucker trying to pass through, and there's going to be a foul reaching in. That's going to be on Willis, and here comes more free throws for Marshall. Being in the bonus, it's going to be two attempts from J.J. Tucker, who's got 4 points for the Redhawks. First free throw off. Maverick Hammond in, which tells us they will probably go to him for the final shot of the half. Tucker, after missing the first free throw, he gets the second one. He's got five. Western quickly up the floor. 5 seconds of work with in the second quarter. Floater through the lane. That one good at the buzzer for Cody Spitzer. We'll see if that gives the Western Panthers a boost going into the halftime locker room. After their offense drying up in the second quarter, the Panthers go into a 9-point deficit. Going into halftime, 30-21, Marshall leads over Western. We're going to step aside, and then we're going to break down what we saw in that first half of play. That's coming up in 3 minutes. You've got high school basketball on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Winter is approaching and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Now at halftime here from Western High School, and it is the Marshall Redhawks who lead the Western Panthers 30-21 at the halftime break. Connor Dockery with you here on Jackson's News Talk WKHM. Give a shout to some of our sponsors for making tonight's coverage possible. Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, and Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning. So the first quarter back and forth, both teams off to a red hot start there in that first quarter. It was a 17-15 advantage for Marshall, with Maverick Hammond getting 11 of those 15 points for the Western Panthers. But unfortunately for both teams, it was a really slow start for that second quarter, but Marshall, as the quarter went along, able to find their offense again. But Western, unfortunately, never really found their groove, getting outscored 13-6, just 6 points, a 9-point drop-off from that first quarter. So that definitely was a tough pill to swallow, but regardless, they showed at the beginning of that quarter that they were able to play some good defense against Marshall, that They just got to find a way to get more quality shots. They took a lot of tough shots and weren't really getting good looks, and they were committing a lot of bad turnovers as well. That was another part. We talked in the pregame show, got to limit those turnovers. And Western got a lot to clean up here going into the second half. As we go through some of these stats here, Western, of course, led by Maverick Hammond. He's got 13 points, 13 of the team's 21. The other 8 points scored evenly, 2 points apiece from Cody Spitzer, Sutton Johnson, DJ Van Riper, and Justin Jones. Meanwhile, for Marshall, they've had a pretty evenly distributed scoring load tonight, led by Austin Miller's 8 points. They've also got 5 each from Lincoln Fuller and J.J. Tucker. 4 each from Matthew Wado and Austin Burns, I beg your pardon. And then 3 points off the bench from Clark Irwin. So, and that's been the difference here. We talked about a few times in that first half that Marshall just has a lot of different options, a lot of different jump shooters. And they've been scoring from a lot of different spots on the floor. Meanwhile, for Western, they, of course, have gotten a lot of different looks from Maverick Hammond. He's made a couple threes, a couple drives to the basket, but otherwise it's been maybe a couple free throws and scores right in the paint for Western. So they need to try to get a lot of better looks on offense. Marshall's been throwing a combination of zone and man at Western, so I don't know if something's like throwing them off, seeing different defenses every possession, but they need to find a way to get more consistent looks if they want to try to pull this game back into their favor going into the second half. Once again, halftime score, Marshall 30, Western 21. That'll do it for the halftime show. And coming up, we'll have the second half. Western trying to make this a close one. That's coming up in 3 minutes. You've got high school basketball on WKHM.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication.
We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Second half set to get underway from Western High School. Marshall starting the second half not only with possession but with a 9-point lead, 30-21 over the Western Panthers. Connor Dockery with you from the home of the Panthers as the Redhawks inbounding on the near side with Landon Lewis. Gets it into the top of the key for Austin Burns. Dribbles to the left wing. Now back for Burns at the top of the key. Guarded closely by Harrington. Getting the start in the second half after starting the game on the bench. Back around to the top of the key. Burns, Marshall, very patient on their first possession. Miller has it on the right, dishing it around the perimeter to Lincoln Fuller. Couple dribbles back to the top of the key for Burns. Through the lane and a foul is going to be called on the Western Panthers. Reaching in through the lane. That's going to be on Harrington, his first team first. And Marshall inbounding on the left side of the basket. They're going from right to left on your radio dial in this second half of play. Bounce pass to the left elbow for Tucker. Drives through the lane, stops. Fall away, jump shot. That's too strong. Offensive rebound pulled down by Lewis. Ball goes loose. It's poked away by Western, but who was the ball last touched out on? Looks like it was last touched by Marshall. So a nice stop, nice turnover forced by Western. And they've got to have a strong third quarter here. Cody Spitzer brings the ball across the timeline for Western. Dribbles off to the left for Van Riper. Now for Hammond. Drives through the lane, stops. Shuffles it back out to Spitzer. Now on the left wing for Van Riper at the left elbow. Now back outside for Harrington. Looking down low for Jones. Right hook, fall away, no, but he is fouled by Austin Burns. And here comes two free throws at the line for Justin Jones. That is one thing that Western was starting to do in that second quarter. They were starting to get some trips to the line. But they got to be better on those free throw shots as we got the first shot a miss from Jones this trip down. Got one more try, and he's got it. He's got three, and Western trails by 8, 1 minute into the third quarter. Marshall ball up the floor with Austin Burns. Dribbles off to the right. Western back in a man defense. Pull up at the left elbow. That one's short. Rebound down to Jones. Here come the Panthers. Spitzer off to the right for Hammond. Cuts back to the top of the key. Looking for the pass down low. He's going to drive on the baseline. Tough shot, no, but he's fouled. Western really drawing the contact here. That's going to be the second foul on J.J. Tucker. And now Maverick Hammond at the line, of course. Pretty much him single-handedly getting the scoring done for Western in the first quarter. And he's going to try to do the same here in the second. It was his hot shooting that kept them in it. In the first quarter, he's going to try to keep him in it here as he misses the first free throw, left short. He's got one more try. Hammond so far with 13 points. Now 14 as he gets the second free throw. 6:35 to go in the third quarter. It's a 7-point Marshall lead. Redhawks ball top of the key with Austin Burns. Dribbles off to the right, guarded by Harrington. Trying to get the screen. A little bit of a hedge there from Spitzer. Pull up at the right elbow. That's going to be short. And a rebound down to Western. Western playing some good defense to start the third quarter. They've just got to get their offense rolling. And just like that, it'll be a close game. On the right wing for Van Riper. Back outside for Hammond. Back and forth. Looking down low for Jones. Pass isn't there. Hammond has it at the top. Now dribbles off to the right, fakes the handoff. He's just going to take the three this time, and he drains it. He figured, hey, nothing's developing. Why not let it fly? He's got 17 now, leading all scorers. And Western trails by four. They've scored all 5 points of the third quarter. 5:40 to go in the third. Marshall on the right with Lincoln Fuller. He's harassed by Hammond. Back to the left for Austin Miller. Cuts to the top of the key, through the lane, stopped on the right block. Floater, no. Rebound for Jones. Another stop for Western. They can cut this to a one-possession deficit if they score here. Hammond has it on the left wing, looking for the screen from Jones on the right. Gets it, drives through the lane. Tough shot, blocked away by Burns. Here comes Marshall up the floor. Burns has it, stops the left elbow. Pass down low on the floor, and it's scored off the basket from Lincoln Fuller, and that's going to prompt a Western timeout to try to stop any momentum that that basket might have given Marshall. It's a 6-point Marshall lead, 5:04 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Marshall leads Western 32-26, 5:04 to go in the third quarter. Quick shout to some of our sponsors for making tonight's coverage possible. County National Bank, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, and Phelps Towing. Thank you. Western ball out of the timeout. Playing very well in the third. Up and under. Step through score for DJ Van Riper. His first field goal. First 2 points for free throws. And just like that, Western back to within four. 4:35 to go in the third quarter. Marshall in the corner with Austin Miller. Takes the screen. Picks up the ball. Dish down low. Shot fouled. J.J. Tucker lands a trip to the free throw line as he's hammered by Cody Spitzer. That's his third personal foul. So J.J. Tucker trying to get a couple points at the free throw line. Trying to get Marshall's offense on track. Of course, both teams red hot in the first quarter. And then both teams started the second quarter cold before Marshall picked up their offense in the last couple of minutes going into halftime. Meanwhile, for Marshall, they've started the third quarter cold while Western came out with a little bit of a pep in their step. So far, outscoring Marshall 7-4. As those free throws good by Tucker. Now for Western, trailing by six. Top of the key with Spitzer. He's guarded by Clark Irwin. Threatens to go on the baseline. Goes back outside for Hammond. Top of the key. Couple pass fakes. Dribbles through. Sidestep now down low for Jones. Ooh, couldn't get the easy score. He was right there. And Marshall going the other direction. Burns has it, top of the key, bounce pass on the baseline, fallaway shot, blocked away by Jones. Nice anticipation, perfectly timed the jump and able to get that hand on it. Maverick Hammond to the right. Western trailing by six, 3:46 to go. Long three, that's short. Rebound down to Johnson and another try for Western. Back outside for Van Riper, through the lane, floater, got it to go. Van Riper with six. And Western again trailing by four. 3:25 to go in the third quarter. Irwin has it at the top. Now back over for Miller and then Lewis. Back to the left for Irwin, driving through the lane. Step back, doesn't pull the three. Bounce pass to Lewis on the left elbow. Back to the perimeter. On the right wing for Fuller. Drives through the lane, jump stop, and gets it back outside. Three-pointer short by Miller. And another stop, rebound for Justin Jones. Another chance for Western to pull within one score. Spitzer down low for Jones. Back outside, Spitzer fires the three, makes the three. Big shot, and Western trails by one. 2:42 to go in the third quarter. Trying to take their first lead since the first quarter. Marshall ball, left wing for Clark Irwin. Takes a screen on the right from Lewis. Pull up at the free throw line, jump shot. Gets the friendly bounce. That's a shooter's touch right there. He's got five off the bench. Marshall stays in front by three, just over 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Maverick Hammond has it at the left wing, shuffles it back out to Johnson. Back outside, now through the lane, Van Riper, tough shot, no, but he is fouled by Lincoln Fuller, his third foul. Fuller not happy with that call, doesn't agree. Was a lot of contact on that one. And that lands DJ Van Riper at the line for two. Got to make these. A lot of free throw struggles tonight for Western. First shot, yes. He's got seven. And Brody Vitido on the floor. Sending Jones to the bench for Western. Also in for Marshall, Isaac Hackworth. Sending the foul-plagued Lincoln Fuller to the bench. Second free throw in and out. Rebound loose. Tipped up. No. Still loose. And it comes down to Marshall with the rebound by Clark Irwin. It's a two-point Marshall lead. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Irwin has it. Dribbles to the right wing. Screen on the left by Lewis. Back in the corner. Pull up on the three. Left short. Rebound Van Riper. They can tie with a two and take the lead with a three. Inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ooh, bad pass by Spitzer, but it's picked up by Hammond. Good reaction. Driving through the lane. Circus shot, no, but he is fouled by Landon Lewis, and Maverick Hammond takes another trip to the line, and he has a chance to tie the game if he makes both free throws. Western came into this second half needing a big third quarter, and that's exactly what they've done. Play good, tough defense. Stop the great offense, great flow that Marshall had. First free throw, a miss by Hammond. Meanwhile, offensively, just able to slow things down. And importantly, they've been able to get other guys going besides just Maverick Hammond. Second free throw, yes. He at least trims the deficit to 1 point. As Jaden Willis now into the game, replacing Spitzer. 1 point Marshall lead, 1:35 to go in the third quarter. Austin Burns has it for the Redhawks, dribbles to the top of the key, screen on the left by Lewis, handoff for Irwin. Dribbles to the free throw line, takes the screen, pull up at the left elbow, couldn't get the jump shot, rebound loose, and it comes down to Vitido. Western, chance to take their first lead since the first quarter. Jaden Willis has it across the timeline, 1:10 to go in the third. Van Riper on the left. Guarded by Hackworth, driving through the lane. Crafty layup, switches in midair, finishes with the left hand, and Western leads by one. Inside 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Marshall, they're just trying to get out without falling behind too far of this third quarter. Shot miss, rebound tipped out, goes back to Western. Willis, ooh, he had a lane to the basket. He didn't take it. Western's going to slow it down. Maverick Hammond has it near half court. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Cuts to the basket, fakes the handoff. Tough shot. Couldn't float it up and in. Rebounded by Lewis. Here come the Redhawks. 25 seconds to go in the third. Lewis stopped at the right elbow. Back outside for Irwin. Guarded by Willis. And he'll slow things down a little bit. Dribbles off to the right. Handoff for Miller. Driving through the lane. Tough shot. No. And an offensive foul. Right spot. Right positioning, Brody Vitido drawing the contact, and that's a big-time turnover. Miller, that's going to be his second foul. Matthew Wado on for Irwin. 13.6 seconds to go in the third quarter. Western by one. Boy, a bucket here would be massive. Western again needing a great third quarter, and they got it. Outscoring Marshall by 10 after trailing at the halftime locker room by 9. Sutton Johnson inbounds to Maverick Hammond. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Dribbles to the top of the key, guarded by Lewis. Off to the left for Van Riper. Drives to the basket, back outside. Vitito fires a three. Left short, offensive rebound loose, and it's rebounded by Hackworth as the buzzer sounds. 37-36, Western leads over Marshall. Big fourth quarter coming up next. You've got high school hoops on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Protection Center, Owl Row Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Fours, ChemDry, and Jenkins Insurance Agency Farm Bureau for their support, making tonight's broadcast possible. A 16-6 third quarter for Western sees them turn a 9-point halftime deficit into a 1-point lead to start the fourth quarter. And Western will have the first possession as well. Van Riper has it around the lane. Handoff for Hammond. Takes the three, hesitates. That's left short. Rebound pulled down by Burns. And then an over-the-back foul called on Van Riper, his first, team's first. Marshall going the other way. It's like three different quarters, three different games here. A close back and forth high scoring first quarter. Second quarter, it was Marshall 13-6. Third quarter, it was Western 16-6. So both teams have had their hot spells and their cold spells in this one. Marshall on the baseline, back outside, hesitates. Three-pointer Lewis, that's left short. Rebound loose, and it comes down to Van Riper. Quickly up the floor. Ooh, lobbing it way too high. And it goes out of bounds, trying to find Maverick Hammond in the fast break, trying to beat the Marshall defense that was recovering quickly, but a bit of a rushed play there and a turnover. Marshall ball, nobody has scored yet in this fourth quarter, and the jump shot on the baseline, that's off the mark from Lewis. First half, the jump shooting from Marshall was red hot, and the second half cold, especially from three. Not making any threes here in the second half. Jaden Willis has it on the right. He's guarded by Wado. Stops on the right block. Goes back outside with Van Riper. Van Riper dribbles off to the left. Half spin at the right elbow through the lane. Floater off glass. Couldn't get the friendly roll. Rebound comes down to Hackworth. And here come the Redhawks. We're about 90 seconds into the fourth and final quarter. Still a one-point Western lead. Through the lane, Wado pulls it back outside to the corner. Now down low, lobbing the pass in, and it's intercepted by Johnson. He'll bring the ball up the floor for Western. Still playing some nice, tough defense in the second half. Jaden Willis has it, guarded by Wado. Dribbles to the right wing. Screen coming on the left from Johnson. Takes it back up top for Vitido. Dribbles off to the left, handoff for Van Riper. Now Johnson at the top of the key. Goes off to the right, dribbles through the lane, stopped at the right block. Now outside for Van Riper. Marshall playing some good man-to-man defense here. Van Riper through the lane, back outside for Willis. Pull up at the left elbow over tough defense. No. Rebound loose. Vitadeau trying to rip it away, and a jump ball is forced between Vitadeau and Waito. Oh, they're going to call the foul on Waito. Ooh. Trying to force the jump ball, but instead it's a foul called, so that will definitely help Western. Waito and Lewis to the bench for Western, sending J.J. Tucker onto the floor, as well as Austin Miller and Clark Irwin. Vitadeau to the bench, Justin Jones back on. He had a big role in that third quarter for Western. 5:46 to go in the ball game. 1-point Western lead, and now a 4-point Western lead as Maverick Hammond able to bag another triple on the right wing. Boy, Maverick Hammond, have yourself a game, fella. He's had 21 of the team's 40 points. Now a 4-point lead, game high for Western. Jump shot, no. Put back, yes, for Lincoln Fuller. Nobody boxed him out. And that's a big shot for Marshall, trailing now by two. Western with the ball, 5:10 to go in the fourth. Maverick Hammer through the lane, no. He's fouled by Austin Burns, his third. That's been key for Western in the second half. They're getting the contact. They're getting trips to the line, and I think that has limited a little bit of Marshall's aggressiveness, especially defending in the paint. And that has really opened things up for the Panthers' offense. First free throw rolls in from Hammond. Got 22 points now to lead all scorers. And he's got one more try. Got the second free throw to go as well. 23 points. And now a 4-point Western lead, matching their high lead of the game. 5 minutes left in this one. Marshall ball. Top of the key now for Irwin. Drives through. Pump fake, fall away, jump shot in and out. Rebound down to Jones. Again, these jump shots going ice cold for Marshall. Up the floor for Maverick Hammond. He's guarded by Austin Miller. Dribbles off to the right wing. Trying to lob it down low for Jones. Ooh, nearly a miscommunication on the back door, but Harrington was there. Now through the lane, Van Riper, crafty shot, no. Doesn't get the whistle, and the rebound tipped out of bounds by Austin Miller. Wow, he just bailed out Western right there. Basically just gifted them another possession. Clark Irwin to the bench, replaced by Landon Lewis, it looks like, yes. Now for Western, Willis has it on the left wing. Back for Harrington in the corner, looking for Jones down low, can't get it to him. Western will pull it back out to the perimeter, nail it half court for Maverick Hammond. 4:15 to go in the fourth, 4-point Western lead. Hammond through the lane, layup no, rebound Jones, put back, yes! Big bucket on the glass. He's got five, Western leading by six. They're trying to build a lead as the fourth quarter starts to wind down. Quick layup on the other end. Good by Austin Burns, and that's going to prompt a Western timeout. 4 minutes left in the game. 4-point Western lead. We're back in 60 seconds. You've got high school hoops on WKHM.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Western trying to hold on, leading 44-40 with just under 4 minutes to go over Marshall. And it's a turnover by Willis out of that timeout. Marshall down the floor beneath the basket. Good on the glass by Austin Miller. He's got 10. First Red Hawk at double-digit scoring. And Marshall now with a half-court press trying to throw off Western. Lob it to the near corner. Ooh, a little bit high, but Van Riper able to pull it in. And a timeout called by Western coach John Moffitt. Trying to talk things over as Marshall getting a lot more aggressive defensively with that zone. We're going to step aside as well. 3:28 to go in the fourth. Western by two. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're in the home stretch here from Western High School. Western holding on to a two-point lead over Marshall. Western ball into the timeout. Maverick Hammond has it on the right wing. Drills back to the top, swings it back over for Spitzer. Drives through, stops at the right elbow. Back outside for Maverick Hammond. Hammond through the lane, layup, no, but he draws another foul. Two more big free throws here for Maverick Hammond. That's going to be the second foul on Landon Lewis. Maverick Hammond having quite a game. 23 points. He was basically the whole offense for the team in the first quarter. And he's really putting the team on his back in the second quarter, but the only difference is he's had a lot more help from his teammates scoring-wise in the second half as well, as Sutton Johnson into the game for Eli Harrington. One more free throw coming up from Hammond. Made the first one and does not make the second one. Three-point Panther lead. Here comes Marshall. 3 minutes left in the game. Top of the key for Burns. Now in the far corner for Lewis. Pass inside, it's poked out. Fuller gets it back through the lane. Now stolen away, thrown right to Hammond. And that's a big turnover for Marshall. Western trying to take advantage, trying to make it a two-possession lead. Hammond has it on the top of the key, and he's going to be fouled by Lewis. Fourth team foul as well. So next foul will have Western in the bonus. 2:35 to go in the fourth. Western again looking for a big score here, leading by three. Into the corner, Van Riper head fake on the three, gets the defender in the air, drives in the baseline and scores off the glass. Big score for Van Riper, who has erupted for 9 of his 11 points in the second half. 5-point lead. Tough fallaway shot, no, by Marshall. And Western can really put a damper in Marshall's plans here with a bucket here. Van Riper on the baseline. Tough shot. No. Rebound putback. Yes, Justin Jones. 49-42. Western has erupted in the second half. 2 minutes left. Jump shot this time is good by Fuller. And there's going to be a quick timeout from Marshall. 30 seconds. 1:55 to go in the game. It's a 5-point lead. Making a 7-point lead for Western. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
It was a five-point lead for Western. They just did not update the scoreboard before that break. So 49-44 lead for Western, and nearly turned over. Ball is loose, and a foul's going to be called on Marshall on the loose ball. It's going to be on Isaac Hackworth, and Western now in the bonus. Two big free throws here, trying to extend the lead. They can make it a three-possession lead right here with two makes. Sutton Johnson taking these two free throws. First free throw, no, by Johnson. He's got one more try. Could still make it a six-point lead, making the second. And he does not. Rebound loose, and it comes down to Fuller. Marshall quickly up the floor the other way. A jump ball nearly forced by Spitzer, able to swing it back over to Hackworth. Driving through the lane, dishes it down low on the baseline. Burns, jump shot, no. Rebound Hammond. Here comes Western, 90 seconds left in the game. Up by five. Half spin, Spitzer, top of the key, down low. Jones left wide open, going for the jam, but he's blocked from behind by Burns. Wow, this place would have erupted. Way up on the other end quickly, Lincoln Fuller, no. Rebound down to Johnson. And now Western needs to take another timeout. 1:12 to go in this one. 49-44 lead, Panthers over the Redhawks. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Western, big time second half. They lead by five, 49-44 over Marshall. But they trailed at halftime 30-21. They've since turned it around, outscoring Marshall 28-14. Wow. Big time second half. Just what the doctor ordered, but they're not quite out of the woods yet. Need to have smart play the rest of the way. No turnovers. Western inbounding on the far sideline out of the timeout with Cody Spitzer. Lobbing it into Hammond. Trying to get into the front court. He does. Trapped immediately. Picks up the dribble. Swings it back over to Spitzer. Spitzer to the free throw line. Oh, it's lost. Try to get it over to Harrington. Marshall the other way. Miller has it on the right. Back over for Wado and then Fuller. Back for Wado. Drives through the lane on the baseline. Step back, long two. Got it. Just a two-pointer by Burns. And another timeout has been called. Full timeout this time. It's a three-point Western lead now. They have the ball on the other side with 48 seconds left. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
48 seconds left. Western by three, facing a full court press out of the timeout. Pass tipped out of bounds after getting the inbound in. So Western will try it again. That took a couple seconds off the clock. Now 45.9 seconds to go in this one. Spitzer throwing it in. Inbound to Hammond. Double teamed immediately. Dribbles away. Trying to work the ball up the floor. Going up against Hackworth. Half spin. Gets a screen. And gets it into the front court. Marshall trying to foul now. And I think we got a timeout called actually by Hammond before that foul. And he does take it. All right, we're going to leave it right here. With 34.5 seconds left in this one. Western leading 49-46. Just the dynamics of this game have been crazy. It was back and forth, high scoring in the first quarter, 17-15 lead for Marshall. And then in the second quarter, first couple of minutes were ice cold for both teams, but Marshall able to spring together a couple of good possessions towards the end of that first half, outscoring Western 13-6 to take a 9-point lead in the halftime. And then third quarter, you knew Western had to have a good third quarter. And they finally started getting consistent stops and getting some scoring besides just Maverick Hammond, who leads the team, by the way, tonight, 24 points. Western able to outscore Marshall 16-6 in that third quarter. And since then, here in the fourth, outscoring 12-10. So a slight margin here, getting a little bit more to the play that we saw in that first quarter, but still probably going to come right down to it as Western out of the timeout. They're going to try to get this ball in cleanly. Marshall's going to try to foul immediately, and it's going to come down to free throws. Western needs to make at least one of those free throws to make it a two-possession lead. 34.5 seconds left. Western by three. And getting the ball into the backcourt for Maverick Hammond. Dribbles to the top of the key. Double teamed immediately. Gets it to Jones down low. Takes a couple dribbles and passes back outside. Western in clock killing mode right now. Hammond has it. He's double teamed. And then a timeout called. This is the last timeout called by Western. Just trying to avoid the turnover at all costs. So a smart timeout right there. However, as I mentioned, that is the last timeout of the game for the Western Panthers. Only one timeout left as well for Marshall. So they're going to chat things over here. We're still going to keep it right here on Jackson's News Talk, WKHM 970 AM, 115 FM, also online, WKHM.com. Thanks for tuning in this evening. As you probably are tuning in instead of coming to this one, it's still a pretty packed house here from Western, but the road's getting pretty dicey out there, so stay safe, drive slow, drive carefully, and listen to the Western Panthers as they try to ride this one home, trying to win their fourth game in a row, and trying to give Marshall their first Interstate 8 loss of the season. Timeout over. Western inbounding on the far sideline with Cody Spitzer. Looking for the target, gets it up top for Harrington, gets it right back to Spitzer. Marshall looking for the foul, gets it back over to Hammond, eating time off the clock. Back for Hammond, and he's going to try to throw it off of Miller out of bounds. And wow, that was a dicey play, but Miller intercepted it, but his foot was on the line, so that is going to stay with Western. Wow, that could have been a bad play. Western inbound to Hammond, and now they get the foul with 9.4 seconds left. Hammond needs to make one of these two free throws, and this game will be virtually over. Still not out of the woods yet. There's still a chance that there could be a quick turnover, quick three. But Hammond needs to get it done right here with at least one of these free throws. No good on the first one. Matthew Wado into the game replacing Landon Lewis for the Red Hawks. One more free throw from Hammond. This one's big. He's got 25, 9.4 seconds left, 4-point Panther lead. Marshall at the top of the key, 3-pointer from Austin Miller, got it. Wow. And immediately a timeout called by Marshall, their last timeout. So a 1-point game, 2.4 seconds left. All Western needs to do is get the ball in cleanly because Marshall needs to commit the foul, needs to send Western to the free throw line, but that in itself is going to eat up time off the clock, and they don't have any more timeouts. So no matter what happens at the free throw line, Marshall has to go the full length of the floor in, at that point, probably 1 second catch shoot. It's probably going to be a full court heave from Marshall. But at this point, Western, all they have to do, get the ball in cleanly. Worst case scenario, you don't want to turn it over right here beneath your own bucket and allow a game-winning bucket. So Western needs to get this ball in. Timeout over, inbound to Hammond. He's going to be fouled immediately with just over 1 second left. And Maverick Hammond at the line for two. Again, probably doesn't even matter. Obviously, you preferably want to make both free throws here, put your team up by three, but 0.9 seconds left. Marshall needs to get the ball in and shoot immediately, but it's likely going to have to be a full court heave. So pretty unlikely for Marshall at this point, but never say never. We've seen crazier things before. All we can worry about is Hammond getting it done at the line here. First free throw, yes. That'll definitely help. Make the second one, and the best that Marshall can do is tie if they get an insane shot to go in the last 0.9 seconds. Western leads by two. And now three. Hammond gets both. Marshall trying for the tie here. 0.9 seconds left. Inbound. Half court heave. Well short from Austin Miller. And the Western Panthers with a big win on their home floor. 52-49 over the Marshall Redhawks as we break down all the action. What a crazy game here for the Western Panthers. Falling behind early in the second quarter and winning halftime with a big deficit, able to put together a virtually perfect third quarter to take a lead into the fourth quarter and able to make the plays necessary down the stretch to come away with a big home W. Again, 17-15 in favor of Marshall in the first quarter, and then Marshall 13-6 second quarter to lead 30-21 at the halftime locker room. Western came back with a 16-6 third quarter to lead by one going into the fourth, and then able to make the plays down the stretch, outscoring Marshall 15-13 in that fourth quarter to take the 3-point win, 52-49 over Marshall. Final scoring totals here. Maverick Hammond with the big game, 27 points. Of course, with a couple key free throws down the stretch to get the team to victory. DJ Van Riper had a big second half, finishing with 11. Western also getting 7 points from Justin Jones, 5 from Cody Spitzer, and 2 from Sutton Johnson. Meanwhile, for Marshall, well-spread scoring effort, 2 in double digits. We've got 13 from Austin Miller, 11 from Lincoln Fuller, 8 from Austin Burns, 5 for Clark Irwin, 7 from J.J. Tucker, also 4 from Matthew Wado. So Western, again, a little bit of an up-and-down start to the season. They started 2-1. They then lost 3 in a row. And now, including tonight's game, they have now won 4 in a row. So it's been a roller coaster ride so far. But Western looking to build on this one. This is definitely a big one. Marshall, they now drop to 6-4. Western improves to 6-4. But this was the first league loss, Interstate 8 loss for Marshall. They started 3-0. And they've now dropped to 3-1 in the league. Meanwhile, Western picking up their second league win in this one. So, again, big, big home win for the Western Panthers. over the Marshall Redhawks, especially falling down by 9 at halftime. They knew they had to really turn things around at both ends of the floor in the second half. Got to get more consistent stops. They did that. Made it a struggle for Marshall to score in the third quarter, and then they needed to get going offensively. Of course, it's fine if Maverick Hammond is still able to score a lot of points, but at that point, really got to find other options. Really got to spread around the scoring load other than have the defense just key in on one guy, and that's exactly what happened. So hats off to Western, making the changes needed at the halftime locker room and able to get the job done in the second half. One more time, final score 52-49. Western takes down Marshall. On Tuesday, Western will be taking on Coldwater at home for their next game. For Luke Moorhead back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school basketball on WKHM.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.